Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah. Skilo in the house. Giving shouts out to all the homies out there. You know how we do it. Six foes. Rag tops. Cadillacs. This is how it sounds.
Hey, I'm right around the corner from my marriage.
What's up, guys? We're back here, the second half of the first hour on American Journal. And look at that. Look at that. We're all out of nothing burgers.
We are out of nothing burgers.
We got some news for you.
Would you like some fries with that nothing burger, Rex?
I don't know. I need ketchup with the nothing burger for sure, but we're out of them. We got big enchiladas to share with you guys. We got breaking news roundup. Tim, take it away.
Yeah, so we got some new things developing today. We got a Supreme Court hearing that's happening. The Supreme Court is going to be looking at the birthright citizenship issue.
Trump wants to end
it. And Trump, I think he is going to be attending the Supreme Court as they deliberate on this. So let's go ahead and read that article, please.
For sure. The stakes in the case are high, putting on a collision course more than a century of executive branch action, the Supreme Court precedent, and the text of the Constitution itself, or more specifically, the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment. Of course, the headline is Supreme Court to weigh Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship. Trump administration officials view the order in the high court's consideration of the case as a key component of his hardline immigration agenda, an issue that has become a defining feature of his second White House term. Opponents of this argue the effort is unconstitutional and unprecedented. It could impact an estimated 15 or 150,000 children born in the U.S. annually to non-citizens.
Yeah, so this is going to be an issue because you're looking at the 14th Amendment in question here. I want to read a little bit of the 14th Amendment for you guys because I had to go and refresh my memory because they all get blurred sometimes. So the 14th Amendment says, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, property, without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Now, again, this is the problem with the Constitution. It is open for interpretation depending on who's interpreting it.
Well, you got to look at the time period. I believe this was intended for freed slaves and the children of freed slaves, mm-hmm. because they would try to say, oh, like this is a illegal immigrant. This isn't an American citizen. Right. That would be the argument now. And we live in an age now where it's estimated up to like 100 million people have migrated to the U.S. over yes. periods of time.
And look, I know why he's attacking this, right? Because if you look at it, there are people that purposely come into the country illegally. They have a kid, and then as the kid grows up, eventually they can apply to have their parents stay here because there's an anchor point. And a lot of people who come from the southern border, they are doing that. So it is tricky. You know, I don't have an opinion to where I'm like, well, we need to end the citizenship of people being born. I think it's a bit of a drastic play, and he's kind of grasping for straws here. But
America has all these incentives to come here. Basically, like if we can pay for you to come here, we can find you a place to stay. We can give your kid citizenship if your kid is born here. You can have remittances that you send back home. All you have to do, pretty much, is cross the border. And we've lived in time periods specifically, like we criticize Trump a lot. Biden administration was evil. He literally told them to immediately surge the border. You had people coming in hordes, giant caravans wearing Biden T-shirts. I mean, you can just look at the videos and images of this stuff. I'm not making it up. And people that are unfamiliar with that, maybe that are more on the left or liberal side, will go, "Hey, man, that's not true, bro. That's not true. People just looking for a better life." Yes, they're looking for a better life, but they're being exploited by a predatory system to use them as a new permanent underclass.
No, you're right. And then also they were using it to pack in specific regions to where they were trying to sway the vote more Democrat ways.
It's true. You can't argue with that. It's just a fact. And people criticize you, me, all of us, sometimes, Tim, we're just like, give people information. It's just true.
Well, this was actually my number one or two issue on why I voted for Trump specifically, was because of the mass migration and the illegal immigration. Because I had a lot of people who I knew who came here legally.
Right.
And were having so many problems just to stay in the country. They had been here for 6 years. They had been paying taxes like 30%+. They're making six-figure jobs, paying into the American economy. They don't even get Social Security check at the end because they're not a citizen, but they're still paying into Social Security. So you see those situations and you're like, okay, this person's working really hard to stay here. And somebody just crosses over and they put you in a hotel. They say, go to the bodega, go get a breakfast sandwich and chill out for the next 10 years and you're good to go. Oh, and we'll help you get a Social Security card and we won't kick you out. Whereas they make it harder for some of these educated immigrants.
Right. And that creates a thing where we can have the debate on legal immigration, but people coming here legally are generally trying to assimilate to the American way of life, to the American protocol and program. But if you're just someone that comes over here and you get flown out by the Biden administration, they give you a hotel room, they give you a credit card, and they say, look, we don't care about you learning English. We don't care about you becoming an American citizen. We don't care about any of that. Even if you wanted that, just have all the free money, go out on the street and start selling street food. And, like and then why would you assimilate? There's no reason to assimilate.
No, you're right. And the last thing I'll say, if we want to take a more left-leaning position, and I look at these things specifically, is our immigration system and the processing system for people to come in here for asylum, which there are legitimate cases where you're like running from the cartel and they're trying to kill you and your whole family, makes sense if you might want to try to come to the United States. But it's hard for them to go through it through a regular process because the courts are so backed up. And they don't have a real process to actually get those people. And so people are like, well, I'll just skip the line and I'll just come in here. No, no, no. You need to wait your turn in line, come in here properly. But then we also need to make sure we have the systems in place and focus the energy on making it better.
I support extreme immigration restriction and potentially a moratorium, probably a moratorium if I got my way, just because of how we've been used kind of as an open invitation and open invite to the world for so long. Here's the thing. United States legally takes in between 1 and 2 million immigrants a year, the most out of any country or up there, I believe. So the idea of America being like the fascist neo-Nazi state where it's like, we don't want the immigrants here. We take in millions and millions for years and years.
It needs to be controlled immigration.
We need our country back. We need our country back. And then we can worry about having more people come in here because we don't have a country right now. Okay. And we want people in here if they are going to come that want to be a part of our country. Yeah. Not a new mutated thing.
Yes. That is the biggest key, is making sure that you have the best interest of our country in mind as you go into our system. So that way you're actually pushing the country into a better direction, not degrading it and going backwards. So
sure. We want ridiculously patriotic people. Let's get into this next story. I'll read the headline if you want to go into it a little bit.
Yeah. So this next one, I found this morning. We've got an American journalist that was kidnapped in Iraq. Her name is Shelley Kittleson. That is a terrible situation to be in. Go ahead and read this article.
Yeah, sure. Just a little quick thought. You ever hear about those insane people? They're like, we're vegans and we're going to go bike riding through Sudan and prove that the world is love. And they get like raped and killed. Yeah. Like, I know she's a journalist. I know she's doing hard work, but it's just, it's like, why, like I am not leaving the continental United States.
FAFO.
Good grief. Okay. RIP, super sad. We hope she's alive. I don't think she's dead. Shelby Kittleson, a contributor to All Monitor, was contacted by U.S. officials multiple times with warnings about threats against her. Pray for her safety. Not trying to make light of anything. Sorry. Bit pigheaded of me to do that, including as late as last night, a U.S. official told News Nation. Al Monitor is a Washington, D.C. based media organization offering reporting and analysis from the Middle East. Here's the quotation. We are deeply alarmed by the kidnapping of Al Monitor contributor Shelby Kittleson to Iraq on Tuesday. We call for her safe and immediate release, the outlet said in a statement. We stand by her vital reporting from the region and call for her swift return to continue her important work. Alex Putsis, a non-resident senior fellow with the Atlantic Council and former Pentagon official, confirmed the abduction. Okay, so this is confirmed on social platform X, adding that he is Kittleson's designated U.S. point of contact. Damn, she is the sweetest person in the world, and she doesn't have a mean bone in her body. Blitza said in a text to News Nation affiliate The Hill, adding that she's an American citizen who has worked in Iraq for years and also reported from Syria. Very, very tragic. We hope that she is back home, free, safe soon. Absolutely horrible.
Yes.
And another, hopefully not, casualty of this regional conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Who's grabbing
them? I mean, those areas are destabilized at this point. I mean, not a lot of people still talk about Iraq or Afghanistan, but they're still going through their own sets
They're blaming Hezbollah for it. A current U.S. official blamed Khatib Hezbollah, an Iranian-backed military group with ties to the RGC, for her disappearance. Plitzis also suggested on social media that Kittleson might have been taken by Hezbollah. I said, read that again. The group is reported to be financed by, in part by the Iraqi government. Two cars, let's see if we can get this up, reportedly involved in the kidnapping, one of which crashed, overhead shot or article please, in the town of Al-Hasba while fleeing authorities. The Associated Press reported, look at that damage, dude. He got shredded. One suspect was apprehended, but their identity has not been shared, the ministry said. And these are two damaged vehicles potentially involved in the kidnapping.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Now, this might be independent in a vacuum. It may not pertain to the Iran-Israeli-America war, or it could be connected. But, I mean, Hezbollah is one of those proxy nations that is out of Lebanon.
I don't know if I believe that they took her.
It's independent?
I it might be people trying to get money. It might be them. Might be somebody else. We'll track this as it develops.
I don't want to speculate.
We'll keep an eye on this story, Tim. Good get there. I want to go to this Larry Johnson clip making his Iran war prediction, and I have that here.
He hasn't made the final decision yet, Larry. I think that he is hoping that there is some sort of deal that emerges out of this with Iran. Do you see that as a potential possibility?
No, none at all. In fact, what he's done today, and this is open source, I'm not revealing any classified information, they are deploying F-16s. New F-16s are being ferried out of Germany into Israel and or Jordan. They're not flying across France or Spain because they've said they don't want any U.S. aircraft to fly that way. A-10s have now departed the United States. A-10s are en route. There is only one reason for those. That is close air support for ground troops. It has no other mission. Apaches have also been loaded
up. Hold on. They've used A-10s in the Straits, Larry. They've flown the A-10s at low altitude in the Straits to kind of shoot at Iranian fast boats. So I think there's a world in which the A-10s get used in theater for a different reason.
That's the point. He's not backing off. He's ramping up. This is ramping up. The reality is Iran has destroyed 13 multi-million, billion-dollar radars, 13 of them. That's why that AWACS was in the theater the other day, because the AWACS was making up for those 13 radars. You know, two or three of those radars went for over $1 billion apiece, and another three or four were in excess of $500 million. We burned right through those. The fact of the matter is we have now depleted our Patriot missile batteries and the THAADs. They are depleted. And so we no longer have what is supposed to be our main defense against Iranian ballistic missiles. So this war is not going as Donald Trump and the Department of War are claiming. They are lying to the American people about what's happening.
Money, 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 money,
money. Money gone. Money burned, dude. And that's the thing. It's like they hit that signal plane, the AWAC or whatever he said it's called. I'm not a military expert, just a geopolitical enthusiast at the end of the day. They hit that plane, and that plane was only there because of all the radars being blown up. So, like, this is not whatever Trump called it in the clip, a minor excursion or like a little detour. We got to take a little trip, you know, down the road to get some milk. Well, Dad took a trip to get some milk, and now Dad's not coming back.
Hey, at least we know where the $200 billion is going.
Yep.
We know where it's going, guys. So the new F-16s and the new planes that are flying over there, I was surprised that France and Spain did that. where they said you're not allowed to come through our airspace.
Well, I mean, the cracks are really starting to show. And you think about Europe as just the biggest like lapdog vassals for the American Empire. Yeah. And granted, Italy and Spain, they're a little bit more on the fringes, a little bit more nationalist than, say, like UK, France, Germany, like countries like that. Like Keir Starmer is our like punk B word. And we literally like we do whatever we want. That's where like we're sending bombers in and out of there right now. And they're like, we're not involved. And they're like, you're directly involved. But these other nations, they have more of a spine because it's the emperor has no clothes. He's naked.
I think for France, Macron has been pissed off. He has been pissed off more than any other European country. He's been disrespected probably more than any of the other European leaders. Remember that motorcade where he made him walk like five blocks to the White House?
Yeah, Trump made Macron walk down the street like a plebeian.
So and he's got like TMZ in his face, and you got all the cameras flashing.
Little guy on the street, hey, take a photo,
take a photo with me, and it's like
you're not on like NCIS. Like,
and he's on the phone with Trump. And he's like, hey, man, I can't get past this barrier. Can you do something? He's like, no, you can walk. It's only a short distance.
You know, France isn't a real country. The U.S. is America is a real country. You have to walk here.
Well, and just not even just that. And we'll go back to the original point.
Sure.
Is you look at when we have the U.N. and the speeches that go on there, and you see Trump, and he's like, you all suck.
Yes.
You have no military capacity. You are nothing without America. They remember these things.
Well, this is an excellent tie-in. Let's go ahead and go to the article. Trump wants to take us out of NATO because of Iran. Let's go to the New York Post one.
Oh, this is the video. Yep, look at that.
Yep.
He's like, sir, I need to go.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, no, you can walk.
I am the president of France. I walk down the street like a broke actor in Austin, Texas. You gonna take a photo? No, I am Macron.
No, like, come on, he's pissed. Unbelievable. Guy kisses him on the forehead too.
Oh no, dude, he got mugged, bro. He got mugged walking down the street. That's about as bad as it can be. Let's go to this New York Post article because it ties in perfectly to everything you're saying. Trump strongly considering pulling U.S. out of NATO over Iran alliance. A paper tiger.
That's what he calls them.
Trump claimed NATO, quote unquote, wasn't there for the U.S. when Washington rallied behind its European allies in the face of Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. We've been there automatically, including Ukraine. Ukraine wasn't our problem, he said. It was a test, and we were there for them. We've always been there for them. They weren't there for us. Trump's skepticism of the alliance has been well documented with dates back before his 2016 election win. He has previously described the alliance as obsolete and told the Washington Post in 2016 that NATO was costing us a fortune. What does it look like to you?
Yeah. Again, more of the rhetoric. Now,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
This guy is the NATO defense secretary. I believe Mark Rutte is his name. He comes from one of those nothing countries up in Scandinavia. He calls Trump daddy and he's gay. He's gay. Openly gay, and he calls Trump daddy. He says, you know, daddy Trump, we have to listen. Like you were the children and you are daddy Trump.
Guys, these are people in positions of power.
It's a big problem.
Now, the NATO thing has been something that Trump has been pushing for a while.
Right.
I give credit where credit's due. NATO, the other European countries, they were not paying their fair share. We were being the bodyguard for every single other European nation. Now, you look at the situation now, you know, you can't just bring everybody into a war and then cry when it's not going your way and just say, help me.
You can't declare victory in the war and at the same time say it's not a war by calling it a little excursion or a detour and say that Americans should be happy because it keeps us safe.
Could you get that meme pulled up? I know I'm jumping out of
order. Oh, yeah.
Because it just ties perfectly
into this. Yeah, let's get Trump NATO meme.
And we'll keep talking here. But, like, yes, I mean, you're doing the backhand thing and you're telling people one thing and then you're actually slapping them and punishing them for another thing.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, this meme – I actually laughed.
Yeah, it encapsulates everything.
It does encapsulate everything.
But like these are unforced errors, people. These are unforced errors. These are things that like you do nothing, you get a better result. That's what an unforced error is. Oh, NATO sucks, and then he invades Iran.
Puts the tire. I used to do that as a kid.
Why is Europe doing this to me? Yeah, it's like you did it to yourself. All you had to do was do nothing. basically. And like, we had these people eating out of the palm of our hands. And I think you see the biggest reflection of American power in that there are still nations that are obeying us and listening to us. And we've lost so much in this past month. We've lost so much credibility.
We have.
Imagine if we just spent that credibility on making deals and making things better around the world. Guys, that's the message we want to convey. Just imagine how good your life would be if there was an actual trade deal with another power that actually had resources. But oh, no, we can't ever work with them. Russia, China, evil, evil, evil. We are the best. How's that working out?
Well, here's the thing. China is positioning itself now. They have done a master stroke of genius, and this is not me praising like China. I really am America.
China
first.
Number one.
I do not want China to beat us in this race in terms of power. Like, the United States, when it's on the right side of history, does make the right decisions. It is a net positive. But clip number 7, I just want to quickly play that before we go to break here, because it shows, I was looking at this, and it shows specifically how you have to buy the yuan for gold.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, how were they able to, like, they've been sitting and plotting. This is what I call 40
chess. Well,
it's
Confucianism. All they have to do is wait for us to, you know, tire ourselves out. But we'll go to the clip. Excellent point.
On Russian oil, which tells us how desperate the situation actually is getting. And of course, China has the payment rails. Now, what's interesting is that the yuan is not actually freely traded. Like, you can't just go buy it on an exchange right now like dollars or euros. The only practical way to get yuan is to sell something China wants. And historically, what China's always been willing to accept is gold. So the actual transaction looks something like this. You sell your dollars, you buy your gold, you sell that gold to China in exchange for yuan. You take that yuan to Iran, and then you buy the oil, and your ship gets home safely. All right, so China now gets to sort of be right in the middle of this transaction. It gets to decide the exchange rate between gold and oil, which means China's deciding what the dollar is worth relative to everything else.
Copying U.S. homework. Not good. Bad, bad, bad. Not allowed to do it.
You know, but this is what I'm saying. This is 4D chess.
Yeah.
When you look at how China is positioning itself, it knows that getting into military conflicts and trying to bully everybody around openly does not work. They're like, let's do something different. While America degrades itself, rips its own limbs apart, let's go ahead and position ourselves to where everybody realizes, hey, come over here. It's safe with China. Right. You can trade with us, right. But then the gold is the main thing. Gold is a commodity that everybody in the world values.
Right.
There's going to be a point at which the American dollar, this fiat currency, is no longer going to be trusted. And the whole point of fiat currency is it's backed by the faith.
And when trust falls, it falls out of the sky.
It falls out of the sky. So imagine now you're like, okay, I want physical assets now, and America's gold is slowly being drained, just like in the 70s, which is why Nixon had to take us off of the gold standard. Rex, we don't even know how much gold we actually have in Fort Knox.
Rumor is we don't have any, and here's the thing. Oh, the Fort Knox audit, the U.S. Treasury audit of all the gold everywhere. Notice how we heard all about that, and they get rid of Elon. We don't hear anything about that anymore. They said they wanted to take cameras in there and live stream it. I mean, here's the thing.
That would have been fantastic.
I think at the root of what all of this is it's an attempt to distract us. Like, all these crazy stories we get every day, all the constant BS and clips, it's a crap screen to just get us blinded to the reality that's taking place around us. Because if you've been paying attention, if you've been watching what's going on, we're being ushered out. We're being replaced. The Chinese are coming to eat our lunch, and they're copying our homework to do it.
And the Russians are right behind them, brother.
Yep, that's
right
very
behind
true.
Them.
Very
they're
true.
Making money hand over fist, and they get to benefit from all of the oil and be China's best buddy. So the two of them have been winning this Cold War, unfortunately.
And it's so mysterious, and this is why we point out the Israel issue so much. Is like, why would you do this? Like why would the West do this and cede all this power to China or Russia? We've heard the argument from Chase that it's about the IMEC corridor and it's about securing that, but like, we can't win in that region. Yeah. To have that conflict, to have the reason to have the conflict, it's not a decapitation strike. It's a new world war.
And I know Simon kind of had a more complex theory where he was talking about the financial industrial complex and all the things that they're moving around and positioning where there's those people that are controlling scenes. But it's very hard to tell at this point who's actually pulling the strings and what the implications are 5-10 years from now.
Sure, and even more rapidly than that, we talked about how time seems to be speeding up. Well, we hope you're feeling it with us here. We're getting through the first hour here. Join us in the second hour for the great, phenomenal deep dive done by Tim Tompkins. And yes. After that, we have Suleiman joining us in the third hour. Breaking news, breaking updates, the hard-hitting action you want. Gray Area American Journal. Let's go.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.